Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiur on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Daled Amud Aleph. About to take a look at the items now in Mishnah Daled, that back on Chavtet Amud Bet, that are forbidden, and there is an Isur Hana'av involved if they are handled by or taken from the property of non-Jews, of Akum. Hachartzanim Vazag Shal Ovdei Kochavim. Now looking back at the Mishnah a minute, we find the following. This is the middle of Mishnah Daled. The piece we did, by the way, in a previous podcast was all on Mishnah Daled. Hakatzanim v'azagin shal avdei kochavim asurin v'isura and isur hana'ah, divrei Rabbi Meir. Chachamim omrim lachim asurim yiveshin mutarin. So only if the chartzanim and the zagim, which are the grape peels and the grape seeds, according to Meir, in any case they're asur, according to Chachamim, only if they are moist, but if they're dry, they are mutar, and we'll stop at that point. Now back to the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, we have a braita that expresses divrei chachamim. Chatzim v'azagim shalav dekochavim lachin asurin veshim mutarim, exactly like the Mishnah. Now, heininu lachin veheininu yiveshin. What is the parameter? Where do we divide between moist and dry? Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, lachin kol yud beit chodesh. The first 12 months, we assume, from being harvested, they are considered lach yiveshim lachar yud beit chodesh. After that, they're yavesh. Itmar, Amar Rabbi Bachan Rabbi Yochanan. Kishahin asurin, asurin afilu bahana'ah. He said, the line is very thick. Meaning, when they're asur b'hana'ah, shen mutarin mutarin afila b'achila, but when they're mutar, you could even eat them, the raisins or whatever, you could eat them. Arzvid, haidur diya d'chamra d'armoy, the dregs of this non-Jewish wine, bata tres yarchi shatashar, you could use them after 12 months, based on the same reasoning. Amar chaviv roi d'rava, hani gulfi, these casks, bata tres yarchi shatashar, after 12 months, as we saw in the previous podcast, they're mutar, amar chaviva, hani avta d'tayoi, these vessels that are used by the Arabs, these are like wineskins. Bata tresiyarchi shatashari. Again, after 12 months, they're mutar. Achab reidu avika. Hani purtsini da'armoi. The grape dregs. Not dregs from the wine, but the grape leftovers or mash of the armoi. Bata tresiyarchi shatashari. Again, after 12 months, mutar. Achab reidu rava. Hani gulfi shchimi v'uchmi. These brown and black kelim that they have, bata tresiyachi shata shata, sorry, in other words, a whole series of rulings basically saying the same thing. Now, vahamuryas, we said that fish juice, back in the Mishnah, we said is also asur. Tana Rabbanan, muryas uman, mutar. If it is done by a professional, then the problem is that the fish juice that we get, we don't know if it's from dagim that are kosher or not. But if it's done by a professional, we know it's only from dagim torim, they only use the proper kind. Chilak is a particular kind of fish. You buy them from a professional fish guy, you know that they're only the kind that he's selling, and nothing else is mixed in. Hani avimi, tani avimi b'reidu avavau, muryas uman mutar, same thing. Hu tani the buamar, and then he explained what he meant. Pam rishon v'sheni mutar, meaning that they use fish to make this fish juice, or put it into fish juice, and so the first and second times they put them in, that fish has enough strength for it. Shlishi asur. The third time it's already asur. Let's see why my time. The fish has enough fat, so they didn't need to put any other fish in there. Lotzarich lemirmai bahu chamra. You don't have to add any wine. That's what they would do. If they use this fish to get more juice out of it, this fish is already kind of tired, and they add wine in, so the third time it's already asur. Alright, hahu arba dumuraisa. There was a boat that was carrying murias. Ta'ati l'namela da'ako. It came into the port in Akko. Oti rabbi abba d'min Akko n'turi bahada. When they got there, this rabbi abba of Akko put guardians over to make sure nobody messed with the fish juice. So Marley Rava. So Rava heard about this and said, Ada'ida manatra. Who watched it till now? Meaning, maybe stuff got on the boat in some other place. He said, until now, what do we have to be concerned about? If you think they're going to mix in wine, kista de murias buluma, kista de chamra bedal lume. The barrel of murias is worth 1 zuz, the barrel of wine is worth 4 zuz. They're not going to take expensive wine and put it in this cheap stuff. Maybe they stopped in the port in Sur on the way down. They're coming up and leaving from Antioch or somewhere else very north, far north. Maybe they stopped in the port in Tyre, and their wine is cheap, and they put it in. There are all sorts of obstacles to getting to the port at Tsur that make it unlikely for them to have stopped there, and therefore we assumed it didn't stop. So only when it gets to the port here do we have to be careful they don't put a little bit of wine into it. Now, the next thing in the Mishnah was Gvinat Beit Unyaki. So let's look back at the Mishnah for a moment. And in the Mishnah Dalet, we said, Murias Ugvinat Beit Unyaki Shal Akum. What's the din? Asurin v'isuran isur hana'ah divra meir. And again, Chachamim say, it's not an isur hana'ah, it is only an isur achila or shtia. In this case, achila, it's a particular kind of cheese. The next Mishnah, which is the end of the set of Mishnah on Chavtet, includes a conversation between Rabbi Shmuel, a report of a conversation between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yeshua, reported by Rabbi Yehuda, and we'll hear how that plays out. Amar Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Nei Ma'asruk V'natunyaki. Why is it prohibited? Why is the cheese prohibited? And this, of course, is a very practical question. Nei Shirova Galim Shalotah Ir Nishchatin La'avodat Kochavim. Because most of the Agalim, most of the calves, and where they would use typically a calf's stomach to put the to curdle the cheese from that particular city Unyaki, most of them are nishchat l'avodah zarah. Now, the point is, it's Reb Meir who says they're asur lahana. My or Yerova Galim? Why did we say Rova Galim? Afilu miut nami, even if a minority are. Ha Reb Meir, Meir is the one who asurs, and Reb Meir famously chayish lemiuta. He's the one who's concerned even about a minority possibility of a problem. Famously throughout Shas, or Meir Chayish Lemiuta. So the answer is, Iyamart Rov, if you say that a majority of the calves here are shechted for Avodah Zarah, so therefore Ika Miut, then there's still a Miut in the total picture, as we'll see. Iyamart Miut, but if you say only a minority of them are Nishchat Avodah Zarah, Kevin Ika Rov HaGalim De Enishchatin Avodah Kachavim, Ganami Sharmimot De Enishchatin Avodah Kachavim, Havel Miut De Miuta. Think about this. They don't only use calf stomachs. So there's all sorts of other animals there, and some of the animals are calves, and if you say only a minority of the animals that are calves are shechted for Avodah Zarah, it's a miut of a miut. Miut of a miut of the Chayish Remeir. Even Remeir doesn't go that far to be choshesh for something that's only a minority within a minority, as it were, or a part within a part. So therefore, he has to explain that Remeir's reason is that most of the calves in that town are shechted for Avodah Zarah, since they only use the calf of an animal once it's shechted, obviously. Therefore, chances are that this animal, that we have a miut here because there's other animals that are shechted. Therefore, we have the possibility that this was used for Avodah Zarah. He said, who cares if they're shechted for Avodah Zarah? You're the one who said such a thing as mutar, as we see. We had this in Sanhedrin. Or if you shecht an animal in order to later be zorik the dam or to burn up the fats for avodah zara, Rabbi Yochanan mar asura kasavar mechashma avodah. Rabbi Yochanan, your colleague, basically said it's asur because he holds two things. First of all, mechashvin mi avodah l'avodah, meaning in pigul, in kodshim, we take the machshava of one act and apply it to the other act. The machshava about zrika now affects the shechita. And yafinan chutz b'pnim, we learn from the mikdash to outside things, which is this, and we apply it. Rishim lakish amar muteret. You yourself said it's muter, because ein machashvin me'avoda l'avoda. So he said, Amrle, Torminach Shatach, your hour should rise for you, meaning you said good, and nonetheless I have an answer, but Omer Bigmar Zvichu of that. If the guy says, I'm worshipping this when I finish the Shechita, then indeed it is Mukdash Lavodah Zarah, meaning the challenge was that Rish Lakish says that if you do the Shechita, and your purpose in doing the Shechita is that at a later point it'll be Lavodah Zarah, it's not Asur. Because at the act that you did was not for Avodah Zarah. He says, yeah, but if the act you do is for Avodah Zarah, then indeed it is Asur. Okay, go back to the Mishnah, and let's look at the third and final Mishnah in that set. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Sha'al Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Yeshua, Shayu Machim Aderech. So he asked them, there's a story that he asked him once, they're walking on the way. Amar Neim Asur Gvino Ta'akum. Why are cheeses made by non-Jews prohibited? So Bishua's first answer was because they put it in the calf of an animal, the stomach of a calf that's a nevela that didn't die through proper shechita. Amar lo valo kivat ola chamura mikivat nevela. He said, look, a korban ola is more chamur than the nevela. But a kevah, the stomach, is clearly not part of the animal once it's killed because v'amru koen shadatoyafes sofa chaya. that we said that a Kohen who is, shall we say, kind of not so fastidious, eats the keva of an ola. He eats it. Raw. Veloho dulo. Right? And they said, no, you're not allowed to do that. But nonetheless, it's clearly not a violation of eating an ola. So you see, the keva is not part of an animal. So how can you say the keva and vela is part of an animal? So Yeshua backed off and he said, ain't velo mualin. What did Chachamim say? You shouldn't do it, but it's not me'il if you do it. Chazar amar v'marlo imnesh maradino tabe kevat egle avodah zarah. So Yeshua's next answer to Rabbi Shmuel was, because they typically will put the milk to curdle in the stomach of a calf that was done for avodah zarah. Amarlo mkem amarlo asura v'hana'ah. Then why is it mutar v'hana'ah, as we see later on? And it should be asur v'hana'ah because of avodah zarah. So what happened? Rabbi Shua didn't have an answer. He see all the devar acher. He changed the subject. How do you read the pasuk? The pasuk at the beginning of Shir Hashirim. Is the man talking to the girl, or the girl talking to the man when they said it? Your love is sweeter than wine. So Rabbi Shmuel answered that it's the man talking to the girl. Tovim do daich miayin. Amarlo ena davar kain. Said the second half of the pasuk proves that it is the girl talking to the man, because she says the reach shmanecha tovim, and shmanecha of course is in the masculine, which means the girl is talking to the man. Okay, but Kitzur, he changed the subject. Now let's look back at the Gemara on Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Bet. I'm Rav Yehuda. Sha'al Rabbi Shmuel. All right, so here we have the conversation. Amar Rav Achtavoy Amar Rav. So here we have a side piece, a backdoor sugya. Hamakadesh beferesh shor haniskal. Let's say that you take the dung out of a shor haniskal and you use it for kiddushin or for anything else where you need to have the ownership. Mekudesh it. Even the shor haniskal has to be destroyed. The beferesh doesn't count. Beferesh aglav without kochavim, but if you use a calf that was shechted for avodah zarah and you pull out the dung, then einam mekudesh it. Because that is something that you really cannot benefit from, even the perish. And we're going to see now a proof for this distinction between shor haniskal, which has to be killed, and shor and egle avodah zarah, which also have to be destroyed, for the isur hana'ah stretches farther. Ibaitema svara, ibaitema my cry. I could answer this based on svara. I could answer it based on a pasuk. Ibaitema svara. What's the svara? Gabi egle avodah kochavim nechale benafche. When it comes to avodah zarah, you want the animal to be fatter. So therefore, the perish that's sitting inside the animal that makes it fatter is a nicer offering to that god, and therefore, that's something that you want. However, when it comes to shor haniskal, you're losing it. It's being destroyed, so the fat doesn't really help you at all. It's just more to get rid of. Or I could do it from psukim tiv, achol ibak biyadcha me'uma min acherim. You're not supposed to get anything from avodah zarah, or hold on to anything. However, when it comes to shor haniskal, it says shor yisakel v'gam ba'alav yumat, meaning shor yisakel v'lo yachal b'saro. You're not allowed to eat its flesh, right? And that means b'saro asur ha'pishom muter. Only the flesh is asur, not this other dung and this goop. All right. So Amar Rav Tavayu Tanani said I could prove both of those principles, the egle avodah zarah and the egle and the shor haniskal, from a Mishnah. Our Mishnah, Midika Amarle, because what did Rabbi Shua answer to Rabbi Shmuel when he first asked him, why can't we eat the cheese of the non-Jews? What was his first answer? Mishnah Adim Kevat Nevela, because they put it into the stomach of a Nevela. V'kamahadale, what did Rabbi Yishmael answer back? Well, Kevat Egla, Ola Chamor Mikevat Nevela. He said, wait a second, we treat an Ola more seriously, and yet we had this tradition that the Kohanim would eat it. So Michlal di Isur Hana Shar Pushayu. So what do you see from there? That even an Ola, which is an Isur Hana, you're allowed to eat the dung, meaning the stomach. So what was Rabbi Shua's comeback? Oh, they really put it into the stomach of an animal that was used for Avodah Zarah. And Rakamahadim came Lamala Surbana. And Rabbi Shua's comeback was not, that's okay, but rather then it should be even worse, Asurbana. So that proves to you that an animal used for avodah zarah, even its excrement, even if that's all asur, as opposed to for an ola or shor haniskal, anything else that's a regular isur hana'ah. Why didn't Rabbi Yehoshua answer Rabbi Shmuel? The reason it's not asur b'hana'ah is because the isur is not physically there. My time. Why did the Rabbanan say that the moryas, the fish juice, that there may be some wine mixed in, is not asur b'hana'ah? It's because you can't see the Isur. So since the cheese is able to stand, is curdle in the stomach, it's as if the Isur is really there. And therefore he didn't give him that answer. Okay, now to the last piece of the Mishnah, which was the change conversation. He said, my kitovim do decham yain. What does that phrase mean? Your love is sweeter than wine. So Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael and said, I'm not going to say Yisrael for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Remember, all the Shir HaShirim is a metaphor for the relationship between Knesset Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and now it's the girl talking to the boy, Knesset Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your friends, their words, meaning the Rabbana, and your termine al Yinashal Torah, I love it more than the wine of Torah. So now, why did Rabbi Yeshua ask him about this pasuk as opposed to some other one? There had to be something in the conversation. The answer is it started from the beginning of the pasuk. The beginning of it is he let him kiss me with kisses of his mouth. Rabbi Yeshua said to him, you know what yishakeni means? It means let you, like svatayim yishak, like Tosfos on svatayim yishak. Stick your lips together and don't say a word. Meaning he was trying to silence him from his questions. And so then that led to talking about the other half of the pasuk. My time, what's the reason? Why did Rabbi Yeshua say to Rabbi Shmuel, don't ask questions about this rule about Gvinat Akum? After all, we learn Torah. When you have a new decree, we don't challenge it. My gzerah, what's the gzerah? The real reason for the gzerah of Gvinat Akum is because they leave their milk out and the snakes might get into it and do gilui. So why didn't Rabbi Yeshua just tell him the reason we don't eat their cheese is because of the poison possibility? The answer is kedeula damar ula ki gazri gzerata marav in Eretz Yisrael, when they make a new gzerah, the magalu tama ad tresi archishata, for 12 months they don't explain the reason why. To meika inish delos feralays, there might be somebody there who doesn't agree with the reason. Vatil zuzulibai, and he will disregard it, and the gzerah won't take hold. Once it's been there for 12 months and everybody's doing it, then it's already part of the culture and part of the behavior. Then we could already start explaining the reason. And this was in the first 12 months of the Gzerah, evidently. So we got it for Rabbi Yemir. Rabbi Yemir challenged this. Elamiata yiveshati shtari. So therefore, if that's the case, if you have perfectly dry if you have this milk that dried up, it should be mutter, because as we know, the poison won't let it. Right? Yashen tishri, and of course, as we saw earlier, if it's yashan, if it's old, it should be mutar. Tamchanina, yavesh mutar, enmeni choli yavesh, yashan mutar, enmeni choli yashan, yashen. The poison won't let it dry out or get old, and therefore, if it is, that means there's no poison there. Chanina, the fish, yav sharla balotzich suche chalab, because one way or the other, there's going to be some moist milk in there that's not dry. Ushmuel, right, is evident in some nation, amidino taba or kevat nevelat. The reason is not because of the nikur, it's because they put the milk into the kevav and nevela. The keva gufa sharia, but you're allowed to eat the kevav and nevela, like we had from the Olah in the Mishnah. Umiyam Shmuel hachi. So vatnan kevato vid kocham shol nevela reizu asura. We said we have a Mishnah that says you're not allowed to eat the kevav. Avinam ba atu dovid kochavim lav nevela. What do you mean kevat over the kochavim vishol nevela? Nevela is shol of the kochavim. Shmuel Charaktani said it's one thing. If a non-Jew shechted it, that's a nevela, and the keva is asur. Which means that Shmuel really should have said the keva really is asur. It's not a gzera. So the answer is lokasha. Kan kodem chazara, kan lachar chazara. In other words, Shmuel's original ruling was reflecting the Mishnah in Chulin, where he said it's Asur, is reflecting what Rabbi Yeshua originally said. But, and that's what Shmuel was commenting on, because that Mishnah was taught when Rabbi Yeshua originally had his position. After Rabbi Shmuel challenged him, and Rabbi Yeshua changed his mind, then we have Shmuel's explanation, which is based on the final ruling that the Kevah is really Mutar. Rav Malkia, and you remember, and we start those Azam and Koma, we don't change the Mishnah once it's in, that's the point. Rav Malkia, remember Rav Malkia, straight Rav Adab, Rav Amar, Mnesha Machlikin Paneh B'Shuman Chazir. There's a whole different reason. You know why the cheese is Osir? Because they rub pig fat into the kevat. Avchista mamneshim amidino tabachometz. They put it in vinegar, which was their wine. Hayitzchak Amar Mneshim Amidino Tabi Srafa Orla. They use like the juice from the inside of the tree, like the bark syrup from an orla tree. Kiman, who's that following? Ki Atan and Tanya. If you put something to sit in the juice of an orla tree, it's also asur, neshu pri, because the juice is also pri, and that's a violation of orla, and orla is also bahanot. So that's Rabbi Elazar versus Rabbi Shua. The answer is afilatem Rabbi Shua. Even Rabbi Shua would agree. Come back, Rabbi Shua, I'll later Rabbi Elazar. He only disagrees with him, Ella bikatfa de gavza, about the juice from the bark. A katfa, the peira, but the juice from the fruit itself, Modi agrees that that's orla, and you can't do that. Hanan, that's why the Mishnah says, "Rabbi Shua, shamati ferusha mamid b'srafa alin b'srafa ikarin mutar b'srafa pagin asur." Rabbi Shua says, "I heard explicitly that if you put something to sit and to process in the juice of either the leaves or of the roots, it's mutar of orla. But if it's the fruit of the small, the juice of the little fruit, then it's asur because that's a pri." So even Rabbi Shua would agree with that. So we have a bunch of different reasons why Gvina is Asur, which makes it clear that Gvina was Asur, and nobody was really clear on the reason why. Now, Ben Rav Chista, Ben Rav Nachum Yitzchak, though, who raised the possibility of Orla, and Rav Chista, who raised the possibility of Chometz, both of those should then tell Tita Ser Bahana. They should be Asur Bahana, because those are things that are Asur Bahana'a, Vorazara, Orla. The answer is Kasha. You're right. That's a problem. In that same pasuk, your oil smells very good. It's like a Talmid Chacham. He's like Sochit Shel Palyaton, like a plate of a perfume. Megulere Chanodef. When you open it up, it smells beautifully. Same thing. A Talmid Chacham gets out there and teaches. It's beautiful. Mechuse in rechanodev. But if it's covered up and nobody's hearing it, then there's no good smell. V'lo'on ela dvayim mishu mechusin menu mitgalin lo. Not only that, but sort of invertedly, when he uncovers it himself by teaching, things that were covered to him become revealed to him. In other words, he says new insights when he teaches. Shenamar alamot ahivucha. The young maidens love you. Kari be alumot. Read it more. Alumot, the hidden things come to you. V'lo'on ela shemalacham avet ohavo. Not only that, because the Malach Mavet will love him. Shemar alamotai vucha karbe al mavet, meaning the one who's about over death, as it were, above death. What Elish Nochel Shtei Alamot, he even gets two worlds. Shemar alamot, read it olamot. So the word alamot, young women, can be read alumot, almot, and olamot. And all of these come to the Talmid Chacham when he does, like good perfume, teach, and the Reach gets out. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up in the next Mishnah, in Mishnah Vav, in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.